Consent. I didn't know about consent. I was 18 and he was 14 years older than me. He was so excited about my body, and I was flattered. He told me I could pose for magazines if I wanted to. Wow, I thought, am I really that hot? I soaked up those compliments. He really wanted to have sex with me. I was excited that this man wanted to be around me. I loved the praise. I wanted to be around someone that was so into me. It's important to feel beautiful. It's most important that a man finds you beautiful, right? We went on a lot of dates. Dates that ended in my parked car or in his bed. He often pressured me to have sex with him. I always said no. I appeased him by doing everything except sex. I was a virgin. I was going to stay a virgin. I told him that I wanted to wait. I didn't want to have intercourse. He said, well, what if I got a condom? I thought, well, obviously we would use a condom. Like, did you think the sex that we are not going to have would be unprotected? I kept hanging out with him. He would beg and beg and beg and beg to have sex with me. He said that I was making him uncomfortable. He said that I caused him pain. I was too attractive. He said blue balls were very dangerous. I was skeptical. I resisted his advances, but took his begging as a compliment. I fell asleep every night in my bedroom in my parents' house, virginity still intact. I felt proud of myself. I was strong. I continued to see him. I continued to love his compliments. I would wear tank tops and short shorts and sexy underwear, knowing that it would get him excited. So excited that he would shower me with compliments. It was the first time I was aware of my sexuality. I never felt confident, though. His obsession with how I looked and my sexiness did make me feel a little nervous. I knew he didn't like me because of what I had to say. I knew he didn't like me because of my ideas. He liked me because my body was youthful, sexual. He couldn't see past that, and it made him and me uncomfortable. But fuck, I loved it when he told me I was sexy. We dated during the summer. He brought me to a swimming pool so he could see me in my swimsuit. He said, "Give me some sugar," and pointed to his cheek. I kissed his cheek and wished he would go back to telling me I'm hot. He lived in a rented room in a house with a mattress on the floor. He would cash his paychecks at the grocery store and only pay for things with cash. He had a daughter in another state. He didn't have a car. I guess I didn't like his personality either. But I loved those compliments. My parents went out of town, so I was alone in the house. I invited him over. I wanted some more compliments. I don't remember what we did that evening. Maybe we watched TV. Maybe we shared a bag of Cheetos. I don't remember what I did when I was 18. I probably put on some more sexy clothes. All I remember was that we ended up in my parents' big, empty bed. I thought we'd kiss. I thought he'd tell me I'm beautiful. I knew he would tell me that I'm hot. I thought we'd fall asleep next to each other and I would feel safe in my parents' empty house because a grown man was asleep next to me. I was conditioned to believe that it was important to have a man in the house. A big grown man would keep me safe. I thought I'd have to give him a handjob so he wouldn't get mad at me. But he was uncomfortable. Again, he was in so much pain. I was so attractive that it caused him physical pain. He said the only way to relieve the pain was by having sex. He kept begging to have sex. Begging, begging, begging. I kept saying, no, no, no. I remember smiling while saying no, so he wouldn't get mad at me. I was always polite when declining. Politeness was most important. He would understand, right? He crawled on top of me. I pushed his shoulders with my hands. I continued to politely say no. I didn't want him to get mad at me. Then he was inside me. No! I was scared. I pushed his shoulders. I kept pushing him up, thinking I could push him off me. I remember the feeling in my biceps. I always thought I was strong, but I was overpowered. I was weak. But it was quickly over. He had finished. He was happy. I ran to the shower. I scrubbed the sex off my body. Maybe if I scrubbed hard, I would get my virginity back. I would be clean again. I couldn't believe that I let this happen. I wasn't supposed to have sex yet. I was waiting. I was planning to wait. This wasn't my plan. How could I do this? I couldn't believe that I lost my virginity in my parents' bed. I slept in the bed next to him, and we continued to date through the rest of the summer. I don't know how our relationship ended. Hopefully, I ghosted the shit out of him. I didn't know about consent. I didn't learn about it until I was 28. I learned that if you say no to sex, and they have sex with you, it's rape. I was raped. I said no and was pushing him off of me. I was raped. I'm still so puzzled that I was raped. I grew up believing that rape only occurred when you're alone on a dark city street, that it only happened to irresponsible people. I'm still not comfortable saying it out loud. I continue to feel like it was my fault. I shouldn't have let him into the bed. I should have recognized that he was a skeezball. I shouldn't have enjoyed those compliments. I don't know if it's important that anyone know. It doesn't define who I am. It is just something bad that happened to me. But I know I feel better now that it's outside of me. Putting it into the world makes me feel free.